Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Jeff Ehrman, the founder of InsideMDSports.com. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hello.
This has been a bonanza for you here, like, the last week. Is the traffic gone way up on the site?
Yes. Yes, it has. But, you know, these are the stories that happen. Every few years you get a coaching change. It doesn't get really those. That's the busiest it gets is coaching change. And this one, you add all the chaos that led into it. And obviously Maryland fans are pretty interested.
Mm-hmm. So before we start moving forward, let's take a step back. When did you know he was out at Maryland?
Last Tuesday. I spoke with a lot of coaches, you know, in the days before. I might have even told you guys this. I felt like, you know, he was coming back because at Maryland, everybody felt like he was coming back. He was telling them the same thing that he said publicly, which was that if he got the things that he needed and they weren't huge requests, he'd be back. So they all took him at his word and believed it. And then on Tuesday of last week, I spoke with a bunch of people in the coaching industry, agents, you know, on the other side of things, not related to Maryland. And all of a sudden, it was overwhelmingly, he's gone. He's taking Villanova. Everybody said the same thing. And that's when I realized that, you know, he was talking to them and he was very likely gone despite things that he had said.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take us through the process of like how you track this story down? Because we know that you broke this kind of like when everybody was asleep. And then people woke up to your reporting on Inside MD Sports and were like, okay, what's going on here with Willard and his departure? How did that work out?
Yeah, by then I knew it was just a matter of time. So obviously you're going to have your article ready and everything like that. And I got a couple texts that night telling me he was gone from people close to him who he had told that he accepted it. I mean, I think he accepted it well before that. Who knows? Could have been days, could have been even a couple weeks. That wouldn't shock me, but that's when he gave the word. So I rolled it out and went to bed thinking, oh man, this tomorrow morning is going to be pretty crazy.
Is this just going to be sort of what Maryland's going to have to endure every few years, barring they hire like a former Terp? You know, like somebody like a Gary who would probably never really consider, you know, leaving maybe for the NBA. I think maybe Gary maybe had some ideas maybe of coaching in the NBA at one point. But unless you have a former Terp, are we going to have to deal with this every 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, a lot of people say that and say it's a stepping stone. I don't think it is. I think that has more to do with whoever's running the place. I mean, it's very obvious at this point that Damon Evans just didn't do a good job of being athletic director. He made two consecutive hires who quit during the season, you know, and gave out some bad contracts. And, you know, it's all about organizational structure. And they haven't had that. The athletic department has failed. And so I think it's more of a result of who's running the show. If it, you know, they're hiring a new athletic director to replace them, if you get the right person and they hire the right people, then you're more likely to be able to retain talent. But when you're, you know, when you're kind of a mess in any business, you're not going to retain talent.
Jeff, should Maryland fans, I know why Maryland fans are pissed off at Willard because of how he went about this and kind of deflecting and not being honest. But yeah. Should they be pissed off at why he's leaving?
You know, I think he's clearly the money is a big part of it. I don't think that the money issues were quite as big as he made them sound. You know, like in terms of NIL, I tweeted this yesterday, but you don't retain Julian Reese, who was very seriously considering the portal, add Derek Queen, who was a high-ticket guy, big-ticket guy, Selton Miguel and Jacoby Gillespie, if you don't have money. You know, I think they were in the top tier of the Big Ten in NIL money. There was definitely some, you know, his complaints were valid in terms of, like, you know, the anecdote he said about them refusing to stay in New York an extra night because it cost too much. They definitely, there were definitely some things there, but, you know, Villanova, that's his roots. The Big East is his roots, and he wants to be somewhere where basketball is the only thing. And I think he underestimated how different it would be going to the Big Ten. But, you know, I think the way he left is like you said, more what the issue.
All right, so how do they navigate this without an AD in place? I'm sure, I guess, what's the woman's name that's supposedly in charge?
Corum.
Yeah, but people don't like her, apparently. Can they hire an AD first, or do they not have time for that?
Corum or Sorum, Jeff? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Colleen Sorum is the interim AD. Yeah. She was Damon Evans, you know, right-hand woman, so to speak. And so I'm sure a lot of people probably don't like her for that reason. The search is being run for the coach by Daryl Pines, the school president. Mm-hmm. The AD search, they hired a search firm. Obviously, they had got about a week head start on the AD search, but I don't know if that'll, you know, I really don't think that'll happen first. I think that takes a little bit longer. And with the coach, that, you know, there's not as much, quite as much urgency as with the coach because the transfer portal has already started. We're a week into that. You got to get somebody in there quickly, mm-hmm. start getting players, start figuring out the roster, try to keep your two star players. So my guess is the coach will be first, but you never know.
We're joined by Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. You tweeted this at Jeff_Ehrman. The fans are excited that a Maryland basketball legend wants the head coaching job, but is he a realistic candidate? We know that Steve Blake tweeted about it. He's a Maryland icon. How realistic of a candidate is he?
I'd say 0.1%. You know, every time there's a coaching vacancy, fans start screaming out the names of their favorite players from the past. I'm sure there's probably someone out there, you know, yelling that, like, Lonnie Baxter should be the coach or something like that. It's just a sentimental blind spot that mm-hmm. fans have. Obviously, Blake started this one by saying that, but the guy's coached, I think, 2 years. He was an assistant coach for 2 years in the NBA. That's the only coaching he's done in the past 20 years. He's never coached in the college game, and people underestimate, you know, if it was just X's and O's, sure, it would be possible. That's why, you know, in the NBA, you see guys like J.J. Redick who can just jump into coaching. But with NIL and revenue sharing and all the other intricacies of college coaching, scheduling, just there's so many other aspects of it that, to me, it's a ridiculous idea to throw somebody in there who's never really coached before.
Jeff, the Buzz Williams name popped up late last week and over the weekend, and it kind of baffles me. Now, maybe he's dealing with the same stuff that Willard was dealing with here at A&M. Maybe he just feels like, you know what, there's just not enough support. I would find it hard to believe that a school with as much of the on the resource level as an A&M football program, I would think that they would be supportive of the basketball program too. That's very good. Does Buzz Williams' name make sense because of what he's dealing with at A&M, or was that just a name that was thrown out there? Does he legitimately have interest in Maryland?
Yeah, well, there's no question he has interest, but I think all the talk, you know, at least a lot of it was coming from his side of things. I do think he's on the list, but, you know, basically, he has a pattern of kind of wearing his welcome out wherever he is, you know, every 4 years. Marquette, Virginia Tech, and now there. I think, you know, I think he's trying to get out before he has no choice but to get out, basically. They do have a lot of money there, but they're paying, you know, roughly $1 billion to Jimbo Fisher still in a buyout. They don't really care about basketball that much. I don't think he gets along with his AD very well, similar to Willard. So I think most of the interest is from his side.
Talking to Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. So the coaching element is a big piece, right? But also the players. And now that the players can transfer everywhere, we know that Reese and Miguel are gone. We know that Queen is going to go to the NBA. But what about Rice and Gillespie?
I think Gillespie is very likely gone, most likely either to Tennessee or following Willard to Villanova, from what I'm told. Rice is a different case. He's definitely open to staying. He's waiting to see who the next head coach is. You know, I think he could enter the portal just, you know, sometimes guys want to enter the portal just to give themselves that option and also kind of gauge what their market value is. But there is, if he likes the coach and the money is right, which it should be, because realistically, who else is on the roster that you're going to have to give a lot of money to right now, then he could be back.
All right. So who are the, I'm just intrigued by the idea of having a former Terp coach this team beyond Simpkins. Blake, I think we all agree, okay, sounds good, but that's not going to happen. Who are the other former Terps that are potential candidates that are in the coaching world right now?
Yeah, I don't really think there are any, to be honest. You know,
it's so wild. Simpkins,
yeah, mm-hmm. Dwayne Simpkins was on the list early on, still could be, but I don't think he's really gaining a lot of traction. Otherwise, unless you want to bring Gary out of retirement, which I think a lot of us would enjoy watching sentimentally, but isn't very realistic, or Gravis, maybe you could have Gravis and Blake as co-coaches.
That would just be wild.
That'd be awesome.
We don't have any other alums coaching.
Sarunas Yasikavicius.
Yeah, but, what about Sarunas? That's Europe. A very intriguing name to me.
He's been in Europe forever, has never coached in the U.S., never shown any interest even in coming to the – I'm sure he's shown interest, but he's never coached even in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's had ties to the school forever. So, no, I don't think there's not really a Maryland alum out there, and there's really not many guys even who are, like, from the area who are really good prospects.
So it's
not a coaching cradle is what you're saying.
First of all, right, double-tiered question here. One, when do you think the announcement will be made? Because, I mean, I would think they got to make an announcement pretty soon just to deal with the portal and get the fans and the donors back into this. So when do you think the announcement will be made? And you can give me like a ballpark figure on that. Mm-hmm. And then number two, do you think it's going to be a bigger name guy on the level of Buzz Williams, a middle of the road guy like a Chris Mack, or a younger guy that's, you know, like a Dwayne Simpkins has got some ties to the program and has probably only been a head coach for a couple of years?
Yeah, I think from what I was told yesterday, they want to announce it by the end of this week or next Monday. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be like a big splash. You know, Chris Beard, people are throwing that name, or Nate Oates. I don't think it's going to be a guy like that necessarily. It's already hard. It's increasingly hard to steal a big-name coach from a big school, even harder when you don't have an athletic director. So, you know, it could be one of those mid-level names. Chris Collins from Northwestern, I found out yesterday, is on the list. Mm-hmm. And then Tony Skin from George Mason, I definitely would not overlook him. You know, he's in that level that you mentioned of the young up-and-coming guys, great recruiter, you know, was responsible for the Derek Queen recruitment. So there's no question he'd get talent to Maryland. And, you know, right now there's not a lot of dynamic recruiters available. So he's one to watch. And then also, you know, David Cox, who's been the associate head coach for the past few years, also is interviewed.
Oh, wow. So Cox isn't – how many of the current guys that were on the staff are going with them to Villanova?
I'm told they could all of them could go. Okay. I think Cox probably will wait to see how it shakes out at Maryland, but there's a good chance he brings the whole staff with him.
Really? And what about the name Mike Bray?
You know, there was a time in the past where he would have been a really good hire, but I think that window has passed. Mm-hmm. You know, it would feel a little stale to me. I think then he could do a good job. You know, he's a good coach and from the area and everything, but I think that time period is probably passed.
All right, so give us a Jeff Ehrman lean. If you had to make a prediction, we put you on the spot.
Chris Wilcox. No, I'll say it's really hard right now.
Adrian Branch.
I need a few more days to develop, but I think Skin is a real dark horse for the job right
wow.
now.
Wow. That'd be exciting.
That would be.
We like Tony.
We love Tony.
He's a good dude. What about our old buddy Mike Bray? I know he'd be intrigued.
I just asked about Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear him say that.
No, he said Mike would have been a great coach.
Ten years ago. Yeah, okay.
And look, Mike, and I love Mike. He's a good friend of mine. And Mike's 65, so they might want to go younger, right, Jeff?
Yeah, you need if you want to, you know, reinvigorate a fan base that is, you know, the flames are still kind of smoldering from this past season as well as it went, and people are dialed in and paying attention. I just don't think you can go with a guy that age who's kind of been out of it, and, you know, I think you need some energy.
He's only been out of coaching, head coaching, for 2 years.
That's wild these days, and especially, you know, the older guys, it's a lot of work dealing with all the NIL and all this stuff. That's why you're seeing, like, Tony Bennett and all these other guys, Jay Wright, retire early. So, you know, I can't imagine a guy like that really wanting to put up with all those headaches, although I do know, obviously, Maryland seems to be his dream job.
Right, right.
Yep. All right, Jeff, good stuff.
Thank you, buddy.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Thanks, pal.
Absolutely.
Although, we'll Drab, you were pointing out that Kelvin Sampson's in his late 60s, Bruce Pearl's in his mid-60s.
66, I think.
Oh, those guys can all still coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, do you want to start over?
I know.
You know, where you might only have a 5-year, 6-year
run. Look at Calipari. He's starting over, and you can just turn around like that if you get the right guys from the portal.
We kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. It just comes down to how much money you got to spend on players now.
Sounds like they're going to have one guy back from the Crab 5.
And that's a maybe.
And that's a maybe.
It's not a lock that Rice is coming back.
I mean, look, if I'm Rodney Rice Jr. and I don't know who the head coach is until next week,
I'd be portal bound.
Well, yeah. I don't know how a head coach could take a job where you don't know who your boss is going to be. That's like almost untenable. The only guy that can take that is like if it's a huge leap, like it's a big jump.
Yeah.
And maybe like a Skin to Maryland, like, well, you don't care whose AD is.
Yeah, right.
I'm coaching Maryland.
Right.
But most guys with bigger resumes, they're not going to take that job without an AD. No chance.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on the whole Maryland situation. We will talk Final Four and college hoops with Chip Patterson. CBS Sports coming up at 9:25 here on the Jump.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chunkies. Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 28% of couples say they argue about sports with their spouse.
Really? That seems like a really high number to me. 28%?
Never happened in my marriage. I've taken one side and my wife... First of all, she almost never watches the sports with me.
Yeah. I mean...
She asked me yesterday. She said, is the tournament over?
Yeah.
I was like, it's Sweet 16, then there's 8, then there's a Final 4.
I mean, if my wife doesn't complain, the fact that my comfort food every night before I go to sleep is 10 to 15, maybe 20 minutes of old WSOP main event final tables, then we're good. No, we're about to hit the 30-year milepost. I think we're good.
The one thing we would argue about would be just like with our kids' sports and like traveling and accommodations.
Sure.
Do we need a rental car?
Yeah, but that's life. Yeah. That's not sports. Like, you've never had an argument. Like, let's say Dina's always been into tennis. You're into tennis. Maybe you were a Sampras person and she was an Agassi.
No. This would be like a Pete and Brenda Medhurst issue. This would not be. I have no idea. But I'm guessing she's a big sports fan. Pete was diehard sports fan. This is not a Dina Bickle, Eric Bickle issue.
No. I don't know if any of us. Have you ever had, Jason, an argument with Teresa about sports?
About professional or college sports?
Yeah. Either or.
I'm going to guess no. So
it would,
maybe Virginia Tech.
About, no.
Nothing? Never?
No, we would have argued about travel sports, like you said.
Yeah. No, but that's life.
But about life. But no. My wife picked Missouri and... Mississippi or Ole Miss to be in the national championship in the brackets.
I don't even believe this. It's a New York Post story.
My wife doesn't care.
I'd love to hear from people. 800-636-1067. If you're a dude out there and you've argued with your wife about sports, please give me a call. I want to know how this goes down.
Yeah, give us the backstory.
Well, here's one way is like if you have, like a girl from Pittsburgh, she's a diehard Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Maybe you grew up in Baltimore, so you're a Ravens fan. So you get married, and you have that tension.
You get that.
Like, I've seen that dynamic.
Get that right? house divided vanity
plate.
Yeah,
like you have a Skins fan marry a Cowboy fan, a Flyer fan marries a Cap fan, or a Penguins.
That
scenario, I see it.
All right, now...
And I've seen it.
Now, to be fair, a lot of this article also has to do with time being spent, where the wife gets bitter that you're spending time watching the sports. Now, that's more common.
That's true. I get... For just doing nothing. Like, watching sports is considered doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys, as it talks about, don't want to miss March Madness to go out with the girlfriend or to go to family functions.
Right.
Or if the Masters are on.
And March Madness, the Masters, all Sundays during football season.
Yeah.
Saturdays during college football season.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, NBA playoffs.
NFL Sundays.
Stanley Cup playoffs right around the corner.
That argument, it's always, like, you always would rather do X than do this. That's a thing.
Yeah, a time management.
It says 1 in 4 Gen Z women have thought about ending their relationship because of the friction that's too much sports is causing.
That's a different issue. Too much sports. Yeah. Right. It's not like I want Tony Skin to coach and the other one wants Buzz Williams. Right. That's not the argument.
I don't know that I know one person that has had that type of an argument with their wife. But I guess we're all kind of similar. We all have similar. None of our wives are going to debate us about sports.
No.
They mostly defer to us on that. They're like the one area maybe where they would defer. In my relationship, everything else I just take a L. But that would be the one area probably where you would defer.
I can't even imagine it coming up. Like, let's say we're watching the Commanders.
Yeah, like, am I going to argue with my wife about a play call? Like we're going to argue about a Cliff Kingsbury play call on 2nd and 8?
If you have a girlfriend or a wife and you have young kids or whatever, and they want to go to the freaking zoo or something.
Right.
Like on a weekend, because everyone's working and they're home from school, want to take the kids to the zoo. Well, last thing any self-respecting guy wants to do on a weekend is go to the zoo when you have, you know,
games to watch,
college football on, yeah, NFL on, golf on, you know, anything like that.
We're a little different because it's our livelihood. This is what we do for a living. But
yeah,
our wives,
even if I didn't,
our wives would never ask us to go to the zoo during the Masters.
Cakes' wife would.
Like, didn't you lift you? Now it might have been a bye week. Yeah. But when did you go see the Falcon?
Oh, for the owl trip. That was definitely during Skins bye week.
Yeah.
There you go. Now there were other NFL games on, and during parts of it, I was like checking my phone for some fantasy updates. But I think I was mostly being a good husband.
I know a lot of wives. Like, I already had this debate with my wife, and I said, I'm playing golf Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, already. And, you know, she rolls her eyes because that just takes me out of commission.
For hours.
Yeah, like, as far as picking up Kate, driving her. So I'm like, I'll drive on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, I'm your guy. But Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Busy.
I'm out.
You're busy. You're scheduled.
You know, so those kinds of arguments. Yeah, I know a lot of wives get upset when guys will play golf all day, or they're going to stay for another 9. Or,
right. It's why the term is golf widow, right?
Yeah.
It's a common term.
Right. So we have those kinds of arguments.
But in terms of arguing about a team or like a player or a strategy,
hot sports topic.
A take? No.
Yeah. No, that take? Most people aren't having hot take arguments.
If Amy argued with me about sports, I would think she was taken over by like a body snatcher. like an alien came down and just took over her body.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't even know how to react.
That'd be crazy.
I'd be like, what is happening?
What do you think about someone like Savannah who works in sports? Like with her husband, you think they have arguments about sports?
I'm going to guess for some reason.
I'm going to bet, yes.
I'm going to guess the yin yang that the husband might not be into sports.
Okay, maybe not, but if he's an...
I don't know her. I never met her husband, but she's so into sports.
Yes.
I don't think she'd be with a guy that wasn't at least semi into sports. That's just a guess. I don't know.
I don't think it would work that well if you're both like
woman,
into sports.
Who was the woman that worked at our station for a long time? I'm embarrassed that I don't remember her name.
Liz Drabeck.
100% chance whoever she's dating or married to, I don't know her current status.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
She's going to argue
I don't
sports.
Remember Liz Drabeck.
Yes. She
you're getting old.
It's back in Fairfax. We worked with her.
Yeah.
She
I'd have
updates.
To see the face.
Yeah.
I know, just the name doesn't ring a bell.
She's a big Carolina Panthers
fan. If I saw her, I'd say, oh, that's her.
But yeah. Just,
the name doesn't ring a bell.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, Liz Drabeck definitely has sports arguments with her significant
100%,
other.
100%.
Yeah. Right?
Yes, yeah.
And I would think Savannah.
I just showed him a picture he doesn't remember.
No idea.
He has no file.
I don't believe that.
How could you?
I just don't remember.
I mean, that wasn't a great picture, but
find a better picture because I don't.
All right.
That's going to get back to her. It's
for him.
Yeah. It's not me.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's Jason Bishop doesn't remember.
I actually don't believe that.
I don't. I'm being totally honest.
Do you remember?
So we worked with her in Fairfax.
We did. Yes.
She did the
many
updates.
We worked with her also in Lanham. Yeah.
She did the
sure.
updates.
Many years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember Frank?
Space
Dam. You remember Frank?
You have a blind spot.
Yeah.
Frank's my boy.
Everybody's blind spots,
Jason. I don't know if I ever talked to Liz Drabeck.
Oh my god.
I don't know. She'd have to call in and go, "Yeah, we talked. I'm sorry.
Booker."
Well, who did your updates in the morning back then?
No idea.
Well, Frank.
Oh no, we had to write them, and you guys did them too. That was a
that's beat. True. Yeah. We did them sometimes.
That didn't last very long, though.
No, that was very short lived.
That was another budget cut.
Yeah,
it didn't work out.
I don't remember who did them.
Yeah, so I would think like a Savannah, like a Liz.
I think you're sleeping on how many women love the NFL and have opinions on it.
I agree, you're but I think right. It's like if you grew up like in Pittsburgh or something.
But
you
know out of five
like,
wives.
Like a traditional sports.
Does your wife ever argue? Have you ever had one argument about sports?
No, but I chose a wife on purpose that doesn't like sports.
Well, there's five of us here.
No, that was a main criteria for me.
That was
because
a main
I didn't
criteria.
Want to be annoyed by my wife giving me opinions on sports all the time.
Yeah. Chicks get butt. It's a prerequisite.
Hey, checklist.
Chicks do get butt size for the NFL nowadays.
Sure.
Well, I'm sure. And I'm thinking about, like Caps fans, like women Caps fans. They for sure probably women, have arguments.
Women love the Nats.
Okay. I know that's
chicks,
true.
Chicks get sized for baseball.
They definitely get sized for hockey. I would say, do you think they get more sized for hockey and baseball than they do football? I mean, football is obviously the most popular sport, but...
Football is the most, the biggest one. I'd say...
Which one are they more really passionate about?
Baseball, for some reason. Women love baseball. They're like, get really geeky about it.
They like tight pants.
Is that what it is?
I think they like hockey, too.
I like those big old country boys.
That's a smaller group, but yeah.
It's a smaller group, but they may be more passionate.
Yeah, they get into it.
Maybe. I don't know. So I can see a Caps wife arguing with her husband about hockey.
Right. You think she's going, I really think Tom Wilson should be on the power play.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what on earth they would argue about.
Argue about goalies.
But they're passionate, like a passionate Caps fan woman would have opinions and argue with her dumb husband about hockey. I could see that. Certainly at baseball, I can think of a few like Nats fans that I know that are women. You know, our sales woman, Courtney, she's a big Caps fan. She's a big Caps and Nats fan. She probably argues with her husband about
probably.
Sports.
She might.
Do you imagine Amy giving John fantasy advice?
Oh. She does not understand the fantasy football fixation. That's one thing.
I think that Amy defers to Cakes on almost everything, though.
He's
the
king
of his castle. He's the biggest king of his castle.
No, but she drove the bus on where he lives. She drives the bus on where he vacations.
No, you act like
you married into it. You married into.
I enjoy where I go on vacation.
Yes, but it's fine.
I think if you didn't like it.
Yeah, if I didn't like it, it's fine. I'd go there 30 straight years.
I'm not saying you don't enjoy it, but I'm saying that it was something that pre-existed you.
Yeah, she started doing that vacay before I was even in the picture.
And your house is a mile from her parents.
That is true.
Eric, do you think we can have women call in and give us their hottest sports take?
Right now?
Yeah.
Although I would love it. But, I mean, do you think we'd get five?
I think we'd get some.
You think?
Whatever's on your mind.
You pick an argument. Hey, you know what's that? Spousal debate. Yeah,
have them out-argue EB.
Well, I'm sure you could. What's your biggest hot take argument right now that you have with your significant other or your friends?
Anna from Annapolis is going to call and say, Rory's not going to win the Masters. Roy will never win a Masters.
I saw her tweet. She was upset that she listened to the Smartless podcast, which is Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Because the guest was supposed to be Adam Scott. She thought it was the golfer. It's the guy from Severance.
Yeah, it's definitely not the golfer.
It's not the golfer, Adam Scott.
So she was upset.
It's the Adam Jason Scott Bateman that is a big golfer. He loves golf, for sure.
He's also Bateman. You would not know that from the commercials.
Right, he's not Batman. He's
Bateman.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I'm over those commercials already.
Oh, that's pretty funny at the end.
All right, so are we looking for women?
Is Savannah in today?
We're actively looking for women right now to give us a hot sports take.
Give us a hot sports take.
You know, we'll rate it on a flame meter how hot it is.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Hot sports takes from females only. That's what we're looking for next here on The Junkie.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We were commenting on this article which said that couples get into fights about sports. It's mostly about time, but we kind of challenged females to give us a call if they've got a hot sports take. Maybe they argue with their husband about it.
Or just give us an example of a recent argument you had with your boyfriend or spouse. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What have you...
I've had a million arguments with my spouse. I can't remember one being about whether a team should press at the end of a basketball game or foul or anything like that. Hasn't happened.
I mean, I definitely think that when you have divided loyalties, like you're from Texas, you're a Cowboys fan, you're
right,
from
the husband, the husband's a Alabama fan, the wife's an Auburn fan, then
right,
you're going to
exactly.
have issues. There's going to be fundamental issues in your relationship.
Right. All right, let's go. Let's see if anybody wants to chime in on this. I'm surprised Anna hasn't called in.
I can't believe your wife, EB, hasn't said, I can't believe Tiger has used a 6-iron there. He should have used a 7.
No, that's not something that happens.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kristen in Bristow. 800-636-1067. Want to hear from people that have these kinds of relationships where they kind of argue about sports with their spouse. Kristen, what's up?
How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Good. So, yeah, I don't argue per se, but it's a topic of conversation all day.
Are you married or what's your deal?
I have a significant other, yes.
Okay. And so what are you most passionate about?
DC sports.
Okay. And what about your spouse
and all the
or your
sports,
boyfriend or whatever?
Yeah, same. All DC sports, and we watch, tennis, golf, all of it. It's always on. March Madness is by far my favorite time of the year.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you guys argue about?
My hot take this year was that there was no madness in March this year, and I'm pretty
bummed. Cinderellas.
You didn't like that.
Pretty dead on. Yeah.
Yeah. Last night I was watching, and when the last number one seed went on, I was like, daggone, this has to be like the first time this has happened. And I was pretty close. It's the second time, right? So
2008, I guess.
Yep.
I think Jason said it was 2008. So, but does your boyfriend or whatever, did he argue with you about it or no?
No, it's no arguing. It's almost like who can get the hot headline to the other person first, right? So like who
so your team kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
But you like to break the news to each other.
Yeah, you like to scoop each other.
I'm curious, what was your first date? Was it to a sporting event?
Axe throwing, I think, was
kind of.
Very gimmicky.
So kind of,
I'm surprised your relationship has lasted this long if that was the first date.
Well, that's a newish thing, too, right?
Relatively
axe throwing in the last 5 to 10 years.
Who won?
Yes. But like you said, I think I won. I'm going to say that But it's very, we're on the same page with everything. It's not like I could never date a Philly fan. I could never date a Dallas fan. So
okay, all right, fair enough. All right, thank you, Kristen. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's Kristen chiming in. So let me see. I don't even. How do I say this name? I don't want to say it incorrect. Is it Quatrice? Is that it? Quatrice? Hello?
Seems right.
I don't know. See if you can get her, Drab. Let's go.
I was just saying, I played golf with my cousin yesterday, and his wife is a huge sports fan. She's like a Philly sports fan, but I think that he just kind of. He's from Puerto Rico. I don't think he really cares that much. So he just lets her do her rants, and you know she's very anti-Commanders, for right. example.
It's big Eagles fan. Big Eagles fan.
I think he's just figured out a way to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Quatrice? What happened?
Quatrice
scared her off.
Hey, ladies, when I put you on hold, you got to stay there.
We had somebody. Who else do we have? Penelope or something? I can't remember.
Julie.
Right, she's calling back. Go to Quatrice on line one.
Quatrice, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Is it Quatrice?
No, Quatrice.
Quatrice. Quatrice. Okay, good. What's up? What's your deal?
Yeah, so I love the Philadelphia Eagles. My husband and my husband love the Commanders. And we had an argument, matter of fact, recently is when the Eagles beat the Commanders.
Right.
To go to the Super Bowl, and my husband slept in the basement for about 2 days because he was so upset that the Eagles won against the Commanders, and that he's a Jalen Daniels fan.
Jalen's mixed
right.
up.
You're a Jalen Hurts.
Is he anti tush push and you're pro tush push?
Exactly. Yes. So
did you actually argue about it?
Arguing.
Yep.
Did you actually argue about it?
Yes, we did. Yes. And the whole time for the Super Bowl, I was just smiling the whole time, and he was highly upset.
And did you? So hold on. So it actually affected you your personal life. It actually affected you your private time together.
Yes, it did. Because again, I slept in the bed, and he was in the basement the whole time for 2 days straight.
How long have you been married?
19 years.
19 years.
So, was this established? You know, 2 decades ago, that you guys were on opposite sides of the fence when it came to football.
Actually, no. When we first met, I told him, and he explained to him. He said, "Well, as long as you're not Dallas, we good to go." I said, "Well, then, okay."
he might feel it because the Eagles are pretty damn good now.
I think Philly's turning into Dallas.
Yeah.
Now, do you argue about other sports or only football?
Only football.
Right. Do you? What's your relationship outside of that? Do you guys generally get along pretty well?
Oh, yes, we do, all the time. Even dealing with basketball and other sports, we are fine because we like pretty much the same teams dealing with other sports, but the football is the opposite.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You do know that Jaden's legit, though, right?
Oh, no. So, again, we have the same argument now, saying that the Commanders going to the Super Bowl. I said, I don't know about that. I don't know. I said, you guys going to have a tough time, so... He's still saying the Super Bowl. I said, we shall see.
Right.
All right.
Thank you, Quatrice. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. I mean, people do argue about it. You can't end up on the in the basement, Cakes.
that's an extreme, but I guess all right. If tempers are flaring.
All right, let's go to Sabah. Sabah's been calling for years, okay?
Correct. Loves Taylor Heineke.
Sabah.
That's right. Hey guys, well, as you know, I'm married, got kids, and big, huge sports fan, probably bigger than my husband is.
Right.
I razz on him. He does not believe this is true, but when I first met him, the first gift I ever gave him was a New York Giant toboggan, you know, a hat. And
it's a
he
toboggan.
Is all of a sudden
it's like a beanie.
Became
okay.
A toboggan, you know, the hat. I call it a toboggan.
Toboggan.
I mean, I knew.
I know a toboggan like a sled.
It's called a beanie.
Yeah.
It's called a beanie.
A toboggan is what you
call
it.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, in the winter hats, you put over the knit, you know. Anyway, but he miraculously became the hugest New England Patriot fan, right? Coincide with Tom Brady. And so I always razz on him that I stick through the Redskins through thick and thin, and thank God Heineke gave me a little glimmer of hope. Pre Jaden Daniels. And So he does not like it when I tell him that he is not a real fan, that a real fan never leaves their team.
Does that ever affect other parts of your relationship, your fandom?
Has he ever ended up in the basement because of that?
Oh, no. If I'm mad at somebody, they don't need to leave the bed. They can just be right next to me. I'm still mad at them.
Right.
I don't do that. You know, you got to go somewhere else kind of stuff. I don't do any of that.
Right, but there's no skins hitting, though, if you're mad.
Yeah, you usually not. That is a good point.
Right.
But if the Redskins win, it's much more likely that we will get along. You know,
by the way, she only does skins hitting. She doesn't do Commanders hitting.
No, I'm not going to say the C word ever. Just like I'm never going to say that.
Smiles
and I'm telling you, I'm never buying a thing with that C word on it. Not buying nothing.
Yeah, but you'll buy it with a W. That's okay, right?
Possibly, yeah. I do have some Washington football team stuff, but my people, you know, my relatives all know birthday, anniversary, Christmas. It's only Redskin stuff, and I got one last little hot take for you.
Yeah.
To me, LeBrat James, what I call him, should not even be in the discussion with the greatest of all time. It should be Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and then it's Steph Curry. It is Steph Curry. He is very underrated, and LeBron James shouldn't even be in the discussion with anything to do with greatest of all time.
He's
the greatest brat of all time.
He's getting like $60 million a year. I don't know if he's underrated.
Jason, you can hang out with Sabah. She's very anti-LeBron, kind of like you.
He's a brat is all I got. And one more thing for you, Bryson DeChambeau.
What?
Yep. DeChambeau is my favorite golfer. I cannot stand Tiger Woods. Bryson DeChambeau is my favorite golfer, and I never liked Phil Mickelson because he loved being second. I can't respect anybody who's okay with being second. He always pissed me off when he played.
You just got your female sports takes on steroids, TV.
She needs
her own podcast. She should get her own pod. Sabah's with the fire today, Case.
Hey, coming up in the next hour, Chip Patterson's going to join us, CBS sports writer. We'll talk about the Maryland coaching search, the Final Four, and more. He's the CBS college basketball insider. But next, we'll open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.